Hey, very special good morning to everybody. I hope everybody is doing well, and I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos in advance. We're up to Mizmor Chaf Bet, Lamnatzeach Ayelas HaShachar, which the Gemara Masechta Yoma famously associates with Esther. This is a special Mizmor of Tehillim associated with the dawn, of course, even though it's Mizmor LeDavid, but prophetically associated with Esther. Eli, Eli, lama zavtani, rachok mishu asya divrei shagasi. Right, when Esther was approaching Achashverosh, and she seems to be all alone in this world. It's like Hashem has abandoned her, God forbid. She's facing the end, or a possible end. Right, she's been calling out now by Yom Laila for 3 days. She fasted. They weren't just fasting, but they were davening, as the Megillah says in Perek Tes. And the Gemara Yuma comments that this is, of course, as we say, about Esther, and has a number of different comments about the parallels between Esther and the break of dawn. Amr Basi, Lama Nimshal Esther, L'Shachar, Lama Chama Shachar, Sof Kol Alayla, Esther, Sof Kol Hanisim, that just as the dawn, in some sense, is the end of night, so too Esther was the end of all of the miracles. So the Gemara challenges Va'ika Chanaka Nisna Lichtov Kamrinan. But Esther was the last one written down. So Chanaka did happen during Bayis Sheni, but Esther was the last of the Nisim, obviously during the period of Shivat Zion, when the Jewish people were trying to return to the land of Israel to begin the work of repairing the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh, as we learn in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, put a halt on that. Kasav Sitnal Yoshev Yerushalayim. So, you know, it's a very fascinating description that Esther is considered to be like the dawn, because the dawn is the end of the night, just like Esther is the end of all of the miracles. So that's a little bit of a funny formulation. You might say the dawn is the beginning of a new day. So why say, you know, Shachar Sof Halayla? So it all depends on a person's perspective. But I think that, you know, coming from where we're coming from right now, as we at the break of a new dawn, and even though I know how frustrating it's been and can't express enough gratitude to our incredible volunteers for registering so many of our qualified and eligible members, I know it's been almost maddening and for everybody involved, and it's enormous gratitude to all of the people who've been involved in this Malachas HaKodesh are bringing the vaccinations to Tinek. But nevertheless, right, it's been a challenging thing. But, you know, we would say about ourselves, Ma Shachar Sof Kol Halayla, right? It's the end of a night. It's also the beginning of a new day. But from our perspective, you know, it's a Sof Halayla. And from the perspective of the Jewish people in the times of Esther, right, the idea of Galus was new to the Jewish people, right? They were in Bavel for 70 years. And of course, Bavel was conquered by Paras, by Persia, so that's where, you know, the story of Esther historically, contextually takes place. It had been a terrible night for the Jewish people, and Esther was the beginning of the end of that, right? And the opportunity that emerges in terms of Koresh and going back to Yerushalayim is something which is very much one of the subtexts and one of the motifs of Esther overall. So Esther, you would say in her context, and especially resonates with us, Shachar is Sof HaLaila. For those who have experienced the Laila, whether it was the 70 years in Babel / Paras, whether it was what we've gone through over the last year, we would say Shachar is Sof HaLaila. We look forward to the emerging daybreak. I just wanted to turn our attention before we conclude to the end of the Mizmor, a pasuk that got integrated into our Psukei Dezimra after we sing the Shiras Hayam, which ends with the words, of course, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Va'ed. So we add in the words, Ki la'ashem hamlucha moshel bagayim. Now we say about lumoshim baratzion, lishpot in harisav, right from the Sefer Ovadia, but Ki la'ashem hamlucha moshel bagayim. So it's such a beautiful sentiment that Esther is expressing here, or that David HaMelech is expressing, you know, prophetically with Esther in mind, that, you know, Achashverosh has all the power right now. And therefore Esther has to make very profound sacrifices, chasher avadati, avadati. The Talmud tells us in Masechta Megillah that it meant sacrificing her real marriage, which was to Mordechai. But be that as it may, you know, she had to do whatever it would take to bring Achashverosh along and save the Jewish people. It was desperate times. But even as she was, you know, approaching Achashverosh, she had the presence of mind, this orphan girl had the presence of mind to remember Ki LaHashem HaMelucha UMoshel Bagoyim, that Achashverosh isn't the real king, that God ultimately is the king. He's the one that we serve. He's the one to whom our ultimate allegiance goes. And sometimes he's recognized as the Melech. A Melech is somebody who's acknowledged as the king. And sometimes he's just the Moshel Bagoyim, right? He exerts his authority. The Vilna Gaon, the Malbim, they all believe that the difference between Melucha and Memshala is whether or not there's buy-in from the populace. So if there's buy-in from the populace, we call it Melucha. If there's no buy-in from the populace, we call it a Memshala, right? That it's imposed from the outside. But whatever it is, you know, Esther is saying that Hashem is in control of the situation. Whether or not people are willing to accept that, or whether his melucha is accepted, or whether he just has to be Moshel Bagoyim. And it's particularly apropos, these Parshios, right? Because, you know, Paro refused to acknowledge that, at least initially, right? Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'ami HaRishayim was a fleeting moment at the end of Parshas Va'era and Makas Arba, but more or less the entire time Paro was saying, you know, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekolo Lo Yadati Es Hashem Gam Yis Yisrael Lo HaShaleach. And in the end, you know, he's pleading with Moshe and Aaron in the parsha that we read this week, Uvirachtem Gamosi. He's pleading for his life. And so I think we have a very critical and a very really, really vital perspective which emerges, you know, from the integration of this pasuk into our daily, you know, Psuke de Zimra, you know, Ki LaHashem HaMelucha Moshel Bagoyim. We all have to face difficult challenges. Even on a daily basis, you know, we have, all of us have different challenges, familial challenges, health challenges, work challenges, financial challenges. And there may be people that we need to appeal to along the way to try to help us, as Achashverosh needed to be appealed to by Esther in his capacity as quote unquote a melech. But in the final analysis, Esther's remarkable presence of mind, Ki LaHashem HaMelucha Moshel Bagoyim, that even as she was desperate for his assistance at this critical hour, she recognized, she fully understood who the true Melech always was. Ki LaHashem HaMelucha Moshel Bagoyim. And I think by including that at the end of the Shiras Hayam, when the Jewish people saw so clearly Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, that it wasn't just in that moment that God had declared his sovereignty over the Egyptians, but forever and ever in all generations, God's majesty would be made clear, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Va'ed. So we add in, yeah, well, look at, you know, how this was understood across the generations, as Esther herself, using the language of David HaMelech, Ayel HaShachar Mizmor LeDavid, Ki Al Hashem HaMelucha UMoshel Bagoyim, that she had that remarkable poise, remarkable presence of mind as she approached the king to recognize who the real king truly was. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.